Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from Orlando, Florida, that beautiful city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. And oh, I wish you were here. You and you were here today. We want to send you lots of love and hugs to each and every one of you, especially those that listen on a continual basis. We thank God for you today. We love you. We really, really do. And give us a call, if you will, while we're on the air. Let us know if you like the program, or if you got a praise report or whatever, we would appreciate it highly. And that number is 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And give us a call if you will. We so much appreciate it today. God is so good to us. Isn't he good? Oh, yes, he is. We're still here in 2015. We're still here. Don't know what's next, but there's always something going on. And we want to pray for a few people. We're still praying for Darlene Howard and Minister Ward there in Jacksonville. We're still praying for them. Father God, in Jesus' name, we send forth the word to them wherever they are at this moment, Father God. We ask you that you touch them, deliver them. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, because you are the healer. In Jesus' name, and it is so now. We're sending the word to Mayanna Brown and Sienna Brown, her daughter. We're praying for them. Mayanna has kidney failure and Sienna has tumor on her eye. And we praying right now for them in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray that you touch and deliver them right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh God, touch that mother, touch that daughter right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we consider it done at this time. Father God, we ask that you touch Houston Baldwin, who has kidney and liver failure, in the name of Jesus. An infection has attacked it. Father, in Jesus' name, dry up the infection from its root right now. Infection from its root right now in Jesus' name. Oh God, you made those kidneys and livers. Father, we ask that you touch them. And if he's committed any sin, forgive him for all his sins right now. In Jesus' name we pray. And we count it done today. Father God, we ask you to touch, Lord God, Carla Scott right now, wherever she is. Touch her mind, touch her spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and make her every whit whole in Jesus' name. Lord, touch LaWanda Sheffield right now in Jesus' name, Father. God Almighty, that's still in a coma for us, we know. Father, we ask that you touch her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her family right now in Jesus' name, and we consider it done. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to touch the Thomas family today, who's going through a loss at this hour, God. Touch in the name of Jesus. Lord, as only you can touch. Touch the Sheffield family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Harrington, James Harrington, and Dot Harrington there in Virginia. Touch them with the loss, Father God. Make them ever withhold in Jesus' name. Touch that entire family. Father God, we ask you to reach out and touch today Ashley Ritter. Lord, wherever he is at this hour, touch him, deliver him right now. Make him ever withhold. Touch his family, God, his mom, his dad, sisters and brothers. Touch them right now, God, and carry them through the ordeal that they are facing at this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and we thank you for it. We thank you for touching your pastors right now, God. Those that are going through the fire, God, touch them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we thank you for it right now. We give you praise for what you're doing in the midst of your pastors in this hour, God, encouraging them, God. Oh, God, bringing them through the storms of life, God. We thank you for it today, God. Each and every one of them, name by name and one by one, Lord, touch and deliver. Father, we ask that you touch our president today, God. Touch his family, God. Cover them with your blood today. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger today, Father. In the name of Jesus, God Almighty. Oh, Lord God, rescue them right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Touch the United States as a whole, God, right now. Lord, for we are divided, God. Oh, Lord, on the north, south, east, and the west, God. Lord God, we need to come together, not just the church, God. All the people need to come together. So much hate and animosity and jealousies and things are going on and threatenings and what have you. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, oh God, bring our cover back, Lord, the cover, your cover, God, the cover of the blood, in the name of Jesus today, Lord, and we thank you for it right now. Lord, take care of your people, Father, that is in this mess, God. Oh, in Jesus' name, we believe in you to keep us covered in Jesus' name and making us safe today. Yes, Lord, we believe you right now, God, Almighty, in Jesus' name. Because you are so good to us. You are very good to us, Lord. All right, let me get a word here today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it goes, sisters, if we have faith without works, or works without faith, we have washed a window on one side only. If we have faith without works, or works without faith, we have washed a window on one side only. So what side did you wash your window? Okay. Ah, isn't that something? What side did you wash your window on? Glory be to God. I tell you, God is good. Isn't he good? You have to excuse my voice, praise God, and try to hear me the best we can at this time. Glory to God. Ah, the enemy is busy, and we're going to get busier. Are we not? We are going to be even more busy ourselves than the enemy is, because the enemy come to do what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. He wants to destroy you, the people that God has called. He wants to destroy you in whatever way he can. He'll fight with your children. He'll go through anybody or anything. Yes, he will. He is no respecter person, and he don't care about nothing that you have. You see what I'm saying, or who you know. He will strike. And, you know, we praying also. We send our prayers to the Houston family. We send our prayers to them. We send our prayers to all these people that have been in these terrible accidents. You know, we pray over our cars today. You know, we praying for them today that God will keep us safe, you know, and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Because there's at a time, you know, I remember saying it years ago, There is a time of the season that accidents occur. Don't ask me what make it. All I can tell you is the devil is just busy trying to kill everybody and get them out of here. You see what I'm saying? Any way he can, you see. So be careful and prayerful as you go on these dangerous highways and byways today, because you know who can watch over you is Jesus. He can cover you with your blood, with his blood, and the car too. Yes, he can. So be careful today. All right, so evidently this is that season. Don't ask me what makes it this season. Is the devil out, demons out, and the witches and warlocks are out, you know, doing their due, you know, certain time they start fasting themselves. Uh-huh. So you know fasting works, right? If the devil got his fasting time for to kill people, the people of God, destroy them in whatever way he can, you know you need to fast and pray too, huh? Because and counteract what the devil is doing. You hear what I'm saying? And counteract what the devil is doing. Because who has the power? You have the power. His is just not real. This is the time of it's something that is not real. Glory be to God. But today we're just going to talk a little bit with you concerning that radiating power that can get the job done. Oh, my. You know, we had talked to you about Matthew, the 17th chapter, and how Jesus had, and it says in first through the fifth verse, it says, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, huh? And his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses, Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thy will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. It's time to hear what thus saith the Lord, is it not? Yes, it is. Now, it was not something that came upon him externally from without. You know, when it hit Jesus, that was not where it was coming from. I know you thought it was. It was a revealing and unveiling of the radiating glory of the Father that was within him. Now, did you hear that? It was a revealing and unveiling of the radiating glory of the Father that was within him. Did you see what I'm saying? Now, when you go into Luke, the 9th chapter, and in 29th verse, and it say, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Huh? You see, it was altered. Everything was altered. That's because of the power of God that is within you today. You can be changed. Huh? Can you hear me today? You can be changed by the power of God, by his radiating power. This is what we're going to talk about, that power that shines from within. And you thought it was from without, did you not? But it's by the power that's inside. inside of you. If he said that he has given you his power, if God has given you his power, where do you suppose it to be at? Well, now, when he gave you the power, he placed it within. When he announced to you that the kingdom of God is within. So if it's within, it's going to shine without, is it not? It will shine brightly without. Because what? You have been changed. There is a change. Your features have been altered. You see, I knew you didn't get a facelift now. Come on, let me tell you, you ain't in no facelift now. I'll just tell you this, but you are shining. There is a, you hear people say, there's a glow about you. It's like a light that's shining from within when people see you, when the glory of God is present. Do you hear me today? This is what we're talking about today. And you become so anointed that when people come around you, they can feel the presence of God. Come on now, that is if it's in you now, if it's in you. Now, if you have not been born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb, there is nothing within you to shine out, is it not? Glory be to God. So today we are going to talk about that, see? When Jesus was up there on that mountain there of transfiguration, when he was there, the veil of flesh was drawn back, and the radiance of his glory was seen by his disciples. Now, listen, think about this today. When you are anointed, you say, oh, my God, he was anointed. Oh, my God, she was anointed. She was highly anointed. That means the veil of flesh has been drawn back so that you can shine through the radiance of God. The glory of God is shining through you, and people can see that anointing coming forth, accomplishing all that God sent it to accomplish. If someone needs healing, they will be healed by that energy that's coming forth from you. Think about it now. You think about Peter. I was thinking about Peter there. Peter's shadow healed those people. Did you hear? When Peter's shadow touched them, do you see? Pardon me, let me get that straight. Peter's shadow touched the people. So what was happening, Now remember now, he was up on that mountain with Jesus. And he the one that said, you know, let us make three tabernacles and all this. But he did not realize that anointing came forth and touched him. It endowed him with energy. It endowed him with the power of God that he was still manifesting it when he went and began to walk and by people, and people was under his shadow. His shadow did what? Healed him. Healed them. Yes, it did. Is your shadow healing anybody? Can your presence, the very presence, see, and you thought, well, it's just me, you know, me and my charismatic self. No, it's not just you. It is the anointing of God emanating from you, touching lives. Because when he said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you, that power will emanate from you and kill everything that's not like God. You say, get rid of it. You see what I'm saying? Put out their lights and everything. You see what I'm saying? You have a power resting on the inside of you. And, oh, if you only knew how much God wants to use you, how much God wants to show you off, glory to God, by allowing him to work through you. Do you hear what I'm saying? When he works through you, and that power begin to radiate through you, will get something done. Something will happen. Yes, it will. It will happen. Now, let me tell you about this, the power, this glory radiating out of the life and body of Jesus. When it radiated out of their, out of his body, what did it do? It touched you. And it was there all the time. Now, when he say greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. So, therefore, that power that was in him is in you. Did you get it? And the natural eye can't see it. Do you get it? Huh? But listen, you know the sick will be healed, the dead will be raised, and demons got to go. And the Pharisee said to this is what the Pharisee said, it's by the power of the devil. That's what they would say. But you know it's by the power of God, don't you? We know it. Don't you know it? That's the power of God working from the inside on the outside. And that's it's being made manifest. You see what I'm saying? This is why he say whatever you say and ask in the name of Jesus, ask the Father in the name of Jesus, it's going to be done. That's the power of God operating. You have generated that power. Did you hear me today? It's being generated right now. Yes, it is. And then you got the outflow. See, it's going out. It's just flowing out, getting the job done. Oh, changing lives. This is what it's doing. Glory to God, because the power of Almighty God, that Holy Ghost power, is doing the work. Is it not? Changing atmosphere. Ooh, can you see it now? Just changing atmosphere. And you know, they say, songs, people say, when Jesus passed by, something happened. You know, so he's passing by through you. Did you get that, huh? And he can do what? He can make a peace come forth out of grief. Do you see? And pain will fly away. Can you see what I'm saying? That's why death got to retreat when the word of God come forth. Hallelujah. See, we don't think about making death retreat, do we? We just say, well, they died. It was time for them to go. And we just take that just like that. But see, when the power of God is operating, you know God raised the dead. Jesus raised Lazarus, didn't he? Oh, yes, he did. So therefore, death had to flee, did it not? Come on, talk about it now. Talk about it today. And when he went through the war with the legion of devils and he had to scream, he was screaming in terror and frustration. He was frustrated. You see, that devil, but don't just let me leave me out here just like that. Jesus, please, Father, don't leave me out there like that. Let me go over there into the swine. You know, let me run off here. He didn't want to be out there left alone because he know he's going to be really frustrated then. See, that's the power of God that God has put in you and I. That radiating power, that power that can make demons tremble. Glory be to God. Exercise it today. Let the demons get scared and run. Stop running from the devil. Glory to God. Let me tell you, the saints do more running from the devil. And you ever see when they see the demons come into place, in the church or something, and they going to want to go take them out in the back room. Just don't take them out in the back room. Put them out on the corner and let everybody see them being cast out. Let them know that we have the power. We have that all-powerful hand of God operating in our life. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. See, we've been running so long from the devil. It is time to make him run. Let him see the power of God operating in our life. You wanna do something now? Come on. Let's exercise your faith right now. Let go and let God have his way. Let his goodness come through you. Let his mercy come through you right now. Let the devil see the glory of God right now in you. Oh, my God. Let him know that greater is he that is within you. And you are exercising your rights today. Oh, yes, God. We're going to exercise our rights today, are we not? Yes, you are. Don't get scared. Now, listen here. Every time he roar and make a noise, you do what? You tremble. Now it's time to make him tremble. Glory to God. This is your time. This is your hour to show forth the goodness of God that is within you. Praise the Lord, my God. Then I thought about, you know, even Paul, when he took handkerchiefs from his body. He had all these handkerchiefs on his body. And he did what? He gave them to the people so the people could be made whole, huh? To God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. And this is what happens in these days. This is what happened now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God is moving by his power and by his spirit and this hour. Mm-hmm. And he can use you. Even you, and you thought you didn't have no power. I got to go find somebody that can pray. I got to go. No, 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 no. He said he give you power. He give you power, and when you got power, you're supposed to exercise that thing and show the devil that you got the power. Now, if you ain't got no power, if you don't know Jesus, you ain't been born again, you ain't baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, leave it alone. That's all I can tell you today is leave it alone, because you ain't going to get nothing done. And if anything, he's going to run up and jump in you. And then you're going to have be full of demons. You're going to have that same demon plus some more of his friends going to come too. You see, so you leave it alone. But other than that, if you know you've been born again, if you know you've been washed in his blood, you know beyond a shadow of doubt you live in a righteous and holy life. If you know that, God has nothing else to do but back you. He's going to back you every time. Do you hear what I'm saying? You speak the word, and he's going to do what? He's going to make sure it happens. Glory to God. It's going to be accomplished, everything that you said out of your mouth. Then you're going to begin to create miracles by the fruit of your lips. Ooh, I just love that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you can tell the devil, goodbye, devil. Mm-hmm. Tell him goodbye right now. I ain't scared of you. I'm not afraid of you. I have power over you. Yes, God has given it to me, and I'm going to exercise it. I am more than a conqueror. I don't just conquer. I do more than conquer. I succeed in whatever I accomplish, whatever I decide I want to do, whatever I make up my mind to do, I'm going to succeed in it because I am more than a conqueror. Oh, yes, he gave it to you, didn't it? So let's use it. Hallelujah. Let's use it. Let's walk in what God has given us today. Let us not fall behind. Let us not even look back when we was failures. Hallelujah. You know, so many times we failed, and we failed ourselves, and we failed God. God keep telling us, you can, and we keep saying we can't. But honey, get rid of the cans right now. Glory to God, and look up and live, and listen, possess your land. Go out and possess your land. It is all yours. He's given it to you. It belonged to you. Stop speaking doubt and unbelief. Stop speaking about what somebody else have and you don't. That's them. That's not what God wants for you. Do you get it today? This is not what God wants for you. He wants you to exercise your power. He wants you to raise the dead. He wants you to heal the sick. He wants you to cast out demons. That's why he gave you that power, so you would not be a demonic force today. Glory be to God. So many of you are walking in the demon shoes, and you keep pronouncing this, yes, yes, the demons is there doing this to me. He ain't doing nothing today. The devil is a lie. He ain't got no power. His teeth been pulled. Glory be to God. He can't do more but munch on nothing. He can't crunch. He can only munch. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Let go and let God today. I'm telling you today, I'm going to encourage you today. You've got that radiating power. You got the power of the Almighty God all working in you. That's why he say, greater works than these shall you do. Because he go to his Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's given you the power to operate in this in this world. He's given you that power, and you thought you didn't have nothing, didn't you? My. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Think about it now. Oh, you ask for power. You be asking him for power all the time. Every time you pray, Father God, I want some power. God, I want your power. If you've been born again, you got the power. Huh? It's just that you just too scared to use it. Hmm? And let me tell you, the power, let me throw this in, it don't cost you nothing. The power operates in love, that pure love. Did you hear what I'm saying? That uncompromising love. This is what I'm talking about today. I tell you, you can love a person even though they mean and cantankerous. You can love them. You don't like their ways, but you can still love them. Yes, you can. There is the love of God that abides within you. Huh? He came to give you life. And when you got life, you got love. Hello, somebody. My. Why can't you shine now? Oh, let your love shine right now. That light is the light of love that's shining bright within you. Not just on Valentine, not on this time. It's shining always in you. Glory to God. In your darkest hour, that light of love is shining. Do you hear me today? Hallelujah. Somebody ought to reach up and touch him right now. If you don't know him, get to know him in this hour. This is your time to shine. This is your hour for your countenance to change. Huh? Stop looking ugly all the time and mean, you know, crunching up your eyebrows and all the time. Every time you look, you're mad. Nothing satisfies you. Well, there's no love in you. There's no light of love in you. The love of God is not within you, because if it was residing in you, you will find love. You will have some love. You will see love. You will give love. Do you hear what I'm saying? Somebody told me a sinful person told me that was walking in sin, told me, say, if you look close enough, you'll find something good in everybody. This is what this girl has said, you know. Well, at the time she was trying to use it for excuse of a raggedy man she had, you know. Glory be to God. And people was trying to tell her to get rid of the raggedy man, and she just said that, you know, there's some love, there's something good hidden in everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, she right, it was hid. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Are you hiding your love? Is someone saying that about you today? Are you hiding it? Huh? Why not let go and let God, let that power of God be emanated from you, through you, by you? Huh? And let someone say, oh, that person has a loving spirit. Wouldn't you want to hear them say that? Wouldn't you want to hear that? You want to hear them say, you got an ugly spirit, would you? You got a, ooh, I just can't take her spirit. I can't take his spirit. You don't want to hear that, do you? I know I don't like to hear it. But if you know, that's the kind of spirit you got. That's what you're showing people all the time, huh? You're not showing the grace of God. You're not showing the goodness of God. You're not showing that love that passes all understanding. You're not showing people that, you know what, I'm going to show you love even though you're showing me hate. I'm going to show you love. I don't care how bad you speak to me or talk to me. I'm going to still try to show you love. I know now that's a hard task, ain't it? Ah, somebody being mean and nasty to you, you want to get mean and nasty right with them, don't you? I know you do, but that's not the way to do it. We all come short sometime when they catch us at a wrong moment. We all can come short at that sometime, you know, but we just get up and ask God to forgive us and help us show love in that moment. Help us show love in that particular second. But see, that's the time we've got to be careful. That's the time that we've got to be aware of every instant in our life, that moment that the devil will slip that in right quick, and get that mean person to say something to you at that time that you're at a low tide in your life. That time that things are going bad in your life and you don't don't know which way to go, you're indecisive at this time, well, honey, I'm here to tell you today, you're going to have to be focused enough. I know it's going to take work. It takes work. Yes, it do. It takes work and more trust in God that he's got your tongue as well as your back. Hello, praise God. And you won't fly off the handle at an instance. Woo! Everything somebody say, you flying off at the handle. You getting upset, mad, and all that stuff. But listen, let me tell you this. That's their job, if they're not walking upright, to make you mad, the devil to make you mad. You don't see him doing it. But what happened? The person could not even meant to say anything harmful to you, but what they said, they caught you at a low time in your life where you were going through something, and you just flipped off at that moment, you see? Glory be to God. But listen, let me tell you, the power of God that's operating in your life can hold that tongue. It can hold those thoughts. It won't make that ugly look, you know, and cross your eyes. You know how you cross your eyes, you know. Praise God when people are saying something, when the preacher's saying something to you and you cross your eyes and you mumble something to yourself. You thought you was quietly to yourself, but the person next to you heard what you said. Glory to God. Now you got to repent. Glory be to God. My God. So listen here. The radiating power of God, the glory of God, don't act like that. It doesn't do that. It always be aware. It's always on guard to something that the enemy can come in and use against you. Your testimony, make you swallow your own testimony. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is good today. Thank you, Jesus. God is good to us today, and the glory of God is operating right now if you want it. Hallelujah. It will take you up on that high mountain, make changes in your life. Oh, my God, the continence, or even the clothes. Think about it. I'm going here now. All the way over there when the Hebrew boys was in the fiery furnace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the glory of God was in the furnace with them. You hear what I'm saying? Nothing harmed them. The fire didn't harm them, not even their clothes. Do you hear what I'm saying? Their clothes was changed. The glory of God had changed their clothes. I'm talking about that radiating power of God. It can change your clothes where nothing can't harm you. They can throw goober dust on you if they want to, but it won't hurt your clothes or you. Glory be to God. Because the power of God resides there with you. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, they think they doing something to you. And they thought they had you cornered in their vices, but their vices don't work. Ooh, my. Hallelujah. You don't hear me today. Hallelujah. Tell the devil now. Say, devil, you can't harm me because I'm a child of the king. I'm washed in the blood. Say, from the head to my toe and everything. And say, all my clothes is washed in the blood. My shoes are washed in the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All you can do is get electrocuted mixing with me, because the power source, I'm connected to the power source. My. Glory to God. Can you say amen today? Can you feel the power of God operating in your life? Can you see that power source now? All that radiation is power. 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 That's what it is. You was plugged into the right source. You see that socket that you plugged in was Jesus Christ. Yes, and the power came through. And when they touch you, they touching Jesus. When they touch you, his power come through and say, phew, and shock them right on off you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can't touch this. Ain't that what Hammer said? You can't touch this. Glory be to God. That radiating power of God is right there for you today. Oh, do you feel it? Can you feel it right now? It's everywhere you go. It's right there. Every time you open your mouth, something happens. Glory to God. God comes forth out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Touch somebody's body. Touch somebody's mind. Touch somebody's spirit right now. And we sending forth that word today to touch you, 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 and you. No matter where you are, you're getting a touch right now. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to call. Let's. Pastor Sharon, come in today, if you will. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, it was a very awesome word about radiating, being overshadowed with the brightness of the Lord, the glory cloud of God, the light of God, letting it come forth in you. I tell you, that word is so powerful today that we know that we are the light of the world. And if we allow the light to come forth in us, then it can radiate all over. And a lot of people, you know, when the apostle was there talking about the radiating light and how we, if Peter, the clothes on his body had that enough radiating power that you can use it and it change a person's body, meaning the person receives sickness. And it's the same thing with the prayer. No matter which, how far you are, when that word of God come forth and the light of God come through, you don't see the light coming forth. You don't feel that. You just feel that anointing that come saturate all around. And some people could just wave their hand and you'll feel the glory cloud of the anointing of the Holy Spirit just radiate all through the audience. And imagine when you're praying for someone and the person could be all the way in Russia, but the word and the power of God reached the person in Russia. I tell you, he's such an unlimited God that it does not matter where you are, that his power goes all over the place. I tell you, he is the light, and in him there is no darkness. And when the light of God is in you, I tell you, the light starts stirring up on the inside, and then it starts radiating. I know what the woman of God was talking about, because there's time when you go to some services and you look at the man or the woman of God bringing forth that word of God, and the word of God is stirring up on the inside, and then all of a sudden you see the brightness all around them. Even someone, we experienced that someone was sick and we went to visit them in the nursing home. And I tell you, that person was renewed. They looked so young. I tell you, they looked so young. They had a little girl face. And it just reminded me about Psalm 103, verse 5. That says, who satisfied that mount with good things so that their youth is renewed like the eagle. And when you take up the word of God and the word of God is in you, and you ask for prayer, the prayer of the righteous comes forth, and it availeth much, and the word of God and the cloth and everything, I tell you, something got to change. Why? Because the word of God let us know that when there's light, darkness comprehend it now. In other words, darkness got to go. The light and darkness cannot stay in the same place at the same time. Just like when you walk in your house. When you walk in your house, it's a little bit dark. You got to turn on the little nightlight so what? So you can see clearly. And that is the same thing with the word of God. When the word of God come forth and he's manifested himself, I tell you, darkness got to go. Doubt got to go. Unbelief got to go. Poverty got to go. Sickness got to go. Whatever you're going through at the time, it got to go. Why? Because the light has come. And the light has do what? Overshadowed you. And you could, your mind get clear. You ever go where someone is confused and the word of God start praying on the word of God coming forth, then all of a sudden they have clarity. Why? Because the light of God went into the dark mind and bring forth clarity, and they're no longer walking where in a mind where they're so confused. Why? Because light and darkness cannot stay in the same place. And so the word of God let us know that Jesus came that we may have life, and that more abundantly. And when you have life, you have life. According to St. John 1, chapter verse 4, in him was life, and the life
was the light of man. So in him was life, and he came, he gave us life, and then because we have life, we have the light in us today. So walk in the word of God. Let the word of God surround you. Let the word of God saturate you today. And I understand why ministered. We're always told the word of God, play some praise and worship music. Play some music in your house. Why? Because you can change the atmosphere. You can allow to change the atmosphere and allow the spirit of a dark, of a depression and oppression to leave you. I tell you, you walk into a house. I mean, I experienced that. I walk into a person's house, and that the person's house, I understand what when they say the peace of God will either come with you or stay with you. And sometimes when you walk in other people's home, you can tell that there's something different there. It's not the peace of God or the part or the love of God is in the home. But when you, the light of the world, walk in, it changed the atmosphere. And we don't understand the power of God that's within us. Why? Because he is the power today. He is the power today. And if we renew our strength each day, and if we keep the confessing what God says we are today, you know that you are overcomer. No matter what may come your way, you are a overcomer today. And God is still on the throne. He's still interceding just for me and you today. So I thank God for that word today to let you know that be connected through the power of God. Be connected. And I'm reminded this is something that we don't even pay attention to. His disciple was around him. How can you be around the anointing and it does not overshadow you? How can you be around the woman, man, or woman of God and that word don't rub up on you? I tell you, because Jeremiah said, just like fire, shut up in my bones. Why? Because you can't be around fire and it don't affect you. It don't change you. It don't connect itself to you. I tell you, I'm reminded about the woman with the issue of blood. She knew there was something different about Jesus. Why? Because he was just radiating with light all around him. I tell you, and she said, you know what? I try everything. It's time for me to try the power sword. I see the light emanating from him. So she pressed and she touched the hem of his garment. And when she touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole today. She was whole today. So today, press on and hold on to the hands of the Lord and know with God on your side, you can make it. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, I tell you. Now, Pastor Sherry, you know you could have continued on. I tell you, God is good. I tell you, God is good. And again, talking about that light, that awesome light of God, because God is light, God is love. You notice how the both of them begins with L? I tell you, because both of them shine. And you can tell when you have that true agape love, I tell you. God is good. Plugging into that right source. Who is the right source? Nobody but God Almighty is that right source. Because, you know, as I was listening to Apostle, and she was talking about the light and the light being inside. And where is the kingdom? The kingdom is inside of you. Where is Jesus inside of you? What did he do? He gave you power. And when they say, oh, that light is all around you, it starts from in the inside. I mean, it covers each and every part of your being, each and every crevices inside your body. I tell you, so guess what? It's all full up inside that they have no choice but to radiate outside all around you. And that's when people see the difference within you. Know that you're not the same person. Your speech change. Your atmosphere begins to change. I tell you, just like the woman, as Pastor Sharon was talking about with that issue with blood, and know the difference, that Jesus was different from the rest of them, all those people that she went to spend her money on, but she forgot Dr. Jesus. I tell you, God is good. He is good. There is nothing, nothing can happen in the darkness. Darkness is just the absence of light, because when that light come on, there is no darkness, nowhere that you can find. And what is the light? The light is the word of God. I tell you, God is good. So we talk about Valentine's Day. I mean, love. Love, love, love is a 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 days in the year. Love. I don't care what we do, let us show love, not just on Valentine's Day, but every day. And when Apostle was talking about people catching you in the wrong moment, I tell you, it's a terrible thing. It is a terrible thing because, whoo, you don't want to hear nothing then. And you want to know, Lord, am I truly saved? Do I truly have the love? But that's the enemy's job, to come in and creep upon you. That's why you better know the word of God. Ask God for forgiveness and continue to show the love. And she said, even though you don't like what the person do, they may have a bad attitude, or just they're just to torment you, you show love. You have to show love. And I tell you, I have to say, Lord, please forgive me, Lord, because sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens, but you have to try not to let it happen too often, and let that light continue to shine in you. Let that love continue to shine in you, because people just aggravate, agitate, and people think it's funny. And it's like, Lord, how much can, you know, you would allow me to take? How much, Lord? You say love. Love, love, Lord, how can I love them when they continue agitating, continue just confusion? How, Lord? But if I love the Lord, I have to love the God in them. I have to love the Lord in them, because you know what? They have not seen the light. They have not. You have to meet. I heard Apostle say you have to meet them where they're at. And everybody is not where you at. And you have to remember that you was right there where they was at. Until you get delivered and set free, you was acting the same funky, nasty way just like them. So, you know, Lord, I just say thank you. Thank you for love. Thank you for bringing words back to your remembrance, Lord. I just say everybody show love, show love. And with that love comes peace. You get a peace of mind with the love. I tell you, whoo, Lord, continue to shine the light. I thank Lord every day for the power that he gave us. The power. How do we use the power? We use the power by opening up our mouth and speaking, decreeing, and declaring the word of God. Change your atmosphere. Continue to speak light. Continue to speak love into the situation. I salute the divinity of God in them and send them love. I tell you, and you know what? It works. You continue to say it until you see it, because you know what? God begins to work on you. It begins to work on you. I tell you, God is awesome, and that word love is so powerful. People use it so loosely. I tell you, but when the light comes in and it covers you from the inside out, you show love. you put that smile on your face. Even when you're going through, you put that smile on your face because you know what? Somebody else have it worse than you. And that smile on your face that that person may see, or that testimony that you may give just in conversation, you just talking and not knowing that what you're saying to this person and telling them that, you know, I've been through this and this is how I came out, you are helping that person to know that they can push on, that they can, you know, they can live another minute. They can live another day. They don't have to take their life. I tell you, but that smile or just that voice that say, hello, how are you? It just changed because they hear the love in the voice, and you can tell. People don't understand that when it is they're talking, just words that you say, phrases that you say, I don't care when you're talking, you know the attitude that they're in, whether they're truthful, whether they're, you know, saying it out of love or being sarcastic. I tell you, that voice you can hear can just uplift you when you're getting a funky day, or, you know, depends on what kind of voice you're hearing. And people, please, I'm talking about you talking to someone physically. I'm not talking about no voices in your head, okay? I'm talking about when it is someone is talking to you, and you can tell when they're being sarcastic, when they have that angry underlying tone in it, and you can tell and you can feel most of all, you know, the love. I remember when I first met Pastor Sharon and we was working together, and we used to drive, you know, she used to pick me up. And one time we was coming from work and I just looked at her and I said, you know what? You just have just a loving spirit about you. Now, granted, I didn't know about spirit this and spirit that till I learned what it is that I was saying, you know. And it was just like a calming spirit, like a loving spirit within her, like patience. I'm like, I could just go on. And she never raised her voice, you know, at me. And she just in conversation and things that I would be going through, and she just talking, and it just like helped me through. Like, yes, I can do this here. I, you know, I'm more than what I think I am. I tell you, when you surround yourself with positive people that love, it just rubs off. And then I came into the ministry, and Apostle Porter, from day one, I felt the love. And that's the first time that I ever been into a ministry and felt the love. I said, Lord, thank you. When you pray sincerely and you ask God for something, he give you what you want. I tell you, I thank God for the love that the City of Victory has shown me. I thank God for the leaders that had continued to pray for me. And I know, I feel the love from them. How much can say that they feel the love? So you know what? The same love that they show is the same love that you should show to someone else. Someone else that is in going through a situation where you've been, you show them love. At least you have some kind of understanding of what that person is going through. So you know what? Love. When you say love, you tell that person you love them, mean what you say, because God is love. God is love. Just like he's that light inside that overflow all around you and the outside, that people see that light. I tell you, God is good. He has been good to each and every one of us. Each and every day that we wake up in the morning, he's showing you love. Can we show God that same love? Can we say, Lord, I thank you, Lord. What do you want me to do for you today? You know, instead of all the time, Lord, do this for me, Lord, do that. What can we do for you today? Show love one to another. Love thy neighbor as you love thyself. People always love to quote scriptures, but don't listen to what it is that they're saying. Some of them just quoted just to say, you know, this when it comes around to whatever fit their things, but they never go down. They never take the meaning of the what it is that they're reading to heart. I tell you, I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle has put out there. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another, tear the devil kingdom down, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Pray one for another. So you have a happy Valentine's Day. Till then, you stay blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. Let God.